Rokan Joe with Anna DeBlasis right here, 720 WGN. All right, there's more legal trouble for another airline.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Another airline?
Yeah, another airline. Delta this time.
Heats off United.
Heats off United for the moment. Oscar Munoz is like,
phew. Attention passengers, thank you.
He's on the publicity tour.
I think Oscar Munoz is going to get on every airplane now.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your attention. I'm the CEO of United Airlines. We'd like to thank you for flying. We promise we are not going to drag you off this aircraft, even if it arrives in Beijing.
Mr. Munoz, are you guys going to offer up any sort of like flash sale where you can maybe get a round trip to, say, I don't know, Miami for like $100 or something?
Everybody on this flight is going to receive $10,000 just for accepting to be on United Airlines after we killed a rabbit.
Will there be any more passenger reaccommodations?
We know you have a lot of options when you fly, and you clearly have used them.
Will there be drinks on this flight?
Absolutely. What else can we do for you?
Well, finally, I mean,
ouch.
God's sake.
You can turn that mic off.
Oscar, that would make us happier. Passenger.
I'm really not sure how to use this thing because I'm actually a CEO and not a pilot, but, you know, good luck to all of you.
He leaves it on while he's ripping the passengers. Bunch of idiots
in
this plane. Oh,
God, did you see that guy in 3C? What a moron.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's
probably how it would go down, which is why he won't be appearing.
Excuse me.
Oh, my
God. All right. Now, let me say this. That there is really, this is a tough one right here.
Mm.
A Michigan woman is preparing a lawsuit against Delta Airlines.
Is it a funny lawsuit?
Oh, no,
what
well,
is it?
I like Delta Airlines.
It's an interesting circumstance. She says that the airline, did not do enough to stop a man who was taking pleasure in himself.
Can you elaborate? What does that mean?
On the aircraft.
So the flight attendants found him?
Now, the passenger was actually arrested and convicted of assault and indecent exposure because he actually touched her, too.
Can you guys describe exactly what you meant by the pleasure? Like, what did you guys mean by that? Can you spell it out for me?
Jordan Acker, the victim's attorney, said in an interview, and again, this is a celebrity voice impersonator. I have no idea what Jordan Acker sounds like, but to me, every attorney, because I'm from Chicago, sounds like this. And they should have kept him in his seat. If he needed to go to the restroom, he should have been escorted. For him to be able to simply walk free after he exposed himself on the plane is disturbing and stunning, Your Honor. The incident happened last July on a Delta flight from South Carolina to Detroit. Prosecutors say it's bad enough that you have to land in Detroit, isn't it?
Although the airport's nice there.
That's true. It's like a mall.
Very nice.
They do a nice airport in Detroit.
They really do.
All right, Delta flight lands in Detroit. After returning to the bathroom, this guy sat next to an unidentified woman and placed his hands on her upper thigh. While he was doing this, he allegedly told her...
Can you say it?
Yes, yeah. I like white women.
We're the aviation police.
And then, asked, where's your man?
Oh, all right.
The victim told him to stop. Then he returned to his seat and resumed rubbing his exposed... According to investigators, flight attendants apparently witnessed the event. Then when he was taken off a flight, he was interviewed by the FBI. At first, he denied the incident. He then allegedly said that he likes to sit with his hands in his pants and massage his... And that is his happy place.
Seen it 100 times.
What?
Too bad he didn't land in Chicago and they called the same aviation cops to come on. All right, come on.
Nobody would be complaining about that.
Hey, no one. Hey, Mr. Happy Place, come over here. Hold on.
Yeah. Turn those phones off,
all
right?
I got your happy place right here.
I like his creative pickup line, though. Where's your man at?
Yeah, where's your man?
Use that one tonight, see how it goes.
Yeah. Did they tell you to use that and it's just lunch?
Yeah, that was one of the tips.
The lines, yeah.
Or did they say not use that one? I can't remember.
Yeah. Go back to the guidebook on that and check.
Yeah, give it a shot.
So what happens to this guy?
Well, Let's see. He said investigators say the victim was at first too distraught to be interviewed with by the agents. She was particularly upset because her 14-year-old daughter was supposed to have been in the seat where this all happened. But everybody got moved around on the plane. See, they should never separate families. That should be another thing.
Should be on the passenger bill of rights.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
During a court hearing where he pleaded guilty, Finkley denied that he actually was pleasuring himself. But he did admit touching the victim's leg, and he did admit to asking her,
"Hey, where are the white women at?"
Yeah. He told the judge that his zipper broke.
Yeah. Selling hot dogs.
And that he doesn't wear underwear on a regular basis.
Let him breathe.
Mm-hmm. And therefore, his just slipped out. Happens all the time.
I've seen it 100 times.
Happens all the time.
See, nothing happens to that guy, and then look at... Wait, was he convicted?
Oh, no, he was convicted.
Oh, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
So now this is a civil suit.
Yes. Now this is a lawsuit, right. And the attorney says, we are preparing a lawsuit as the fact that Delta was aware of the man's actions prior to the assault and was only recently made known to us.
Okay.
The lawyers for the woman. Okay.
Well, good luck with that lawsuit.
Wait, so what's she complaining about?
I'm sorry, what?
No, I mean, I know what the problem is. No, I know
she wants money.
No, but, I mean, they're taking care of it, aren't they?
Well, he's already been convicted.
He's been convicted, but she's saying that Delta should have done something to that, you know, they'd already seen the guy. They let him get up out of his seat and then go back to his seat. After he had already exposed himself.
That's oh, she had to fly the rest of the flight with him
there?
Oh, man. Gosh.
Awkward.
That is awkward.
You pass the peanuts, please, sir?
I'm sorry, what?
A peanuts?
I think I just did.
Did you want extra?
Look at your leg.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm from Flight Deck. We're about 30 minutes outside of Detroit. We'd like to ask everybody to sit down. Main seat, seat belt on. Please place your penis back in your pants.
Oh, gosh. If only they could. They'd say that on Southwest, you know.
I also like you to stop picking your toes. And if you could stop actually doing your nails, ladies, that'd be very helpful, too.
That should be the trade-off for the passenger bill of rights. The passengers have to agree in turn to do several basic things
right,
that
keep
are
your clothes
mindful
on.
Of others around you.
Yes.
Keep your
you know
what,
body
your
parts that yeah. shouldn't be exposed, right. non-exposed, unexposed.
Well.
Fasten your seatbelts, place your tray tables into their original upright position, and pack your own chocolate.
Okay.
He could have at least gone to the bathroom or something.
Well, excuse me again.
Oh, God. What is going on over there?
It's just the...
Classic selling hot dogs on the plane.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. All right. So that man did get convicted.
He did.
Yes. That was okay. Good.
I think she just saw the last lawsuit that went down and was like, I want a nice settlement.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so, no.
This one seems real.
Yeah.
I mean.
It sounds to me like, at United, they go, thank God. That's all they're going to say.
Look
about
over
this.
There. Do you see that?
Yeah.
See what happened to Delta?
Right.
Right, but it's a little bit different because everyone's looking at it like, well, that was a horrible situation, whereas United could have been
avoided. This one's pretty much black and white.
Yeah, this was pretty bad.
And right. This is not something the airline perpetuated.
Right.
No. The argument, according to Attorney Acker here, Attorney Jordan Acker, is the argument is that they should have done something to isolate him. Once they were aware that he had exposed himself.
Like drag him to the bathroom?
Lock him in there, yeah.
Well, I can't do that because that's a...
What would they do, though?
What could they
do? Sir, can you go
sit
next to the guy that just pulled out his junk and put it on the lady? Can you switch seats with her, please?
You know what they should
have done? Anyone? You?
The flight attendant should have switched her seat with the woman in question. Because then she could be sitting in that little...
Jump seat?
Those chairs
look
uncomfortable,
though.
Yeah.
You can't put passengers in those seats. You have to be trained to be in those seats.
Maybe there was not a seat available. What are they supposed to do? You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I'm sure they'll...
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again from the flight deck. We seem to have a little bit of an incident aboard the aircraft today. Apparently there's a man in 14E who has, exposed himself and touched a woman inappropriately. We do need to reseat him at this point and reaccommodate him. And we're offering
I'd take it.
10,000? Is that how much you're offering?
10,000.
Oh, gosh.
Well, why don't they like plastic handcuff him at that point?
Zip ties or whatever?
Why isn't there a federal marshal on that plane?
Yeah, that's when you need one.
Problem solved.
Right. Passenger 57 or whatever that is. That's what you need. Where's Wesley Snipes when you need him?
Harrison Ford, get off my plane.
Or the Melissa McCarthy's husband from Bridesmaid.
Yeah, that would have been all
right. Bridesmaids. He was a marshal, remember?
Yes, exactly.
Took Kristen, what's her name, down?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Turns out he really was. Mm-hmm. And this man's excuse. My zipper broke, Your Honor.
Pulled the old snake out on the plane.
I never wear underwear, and this stuff happens.
Yeah, but he has nothing. He has no case. I mean, come on.
I'm having trouble with his zipper. It seems to be malfunctioning every once in a while.
Well, that could have turned into a pretty bad fight. Like, if I was on that plane and that happened to me and I was traveling with my parents or, you know, I mean, that could have escalated if she wasn't by herself or just with her daughter.
Bronco, you think, would have jumped to? Yeah, jumped in.
Definitely. You would definitely jump to that $10,000.
Right, exactly. I will take $10,000. I will sit next. I will have daughter sit next to him for $10,000.
The girl for $10,000.
Right, I will take girl. I will, exactly. How much for the little girl?
Gosh.
Oh, that's horrible. No, I mean, serious. He would have probably defended me a little bit.
I hope so.
Yeah.
He's a good dad. Remember he came in here with the flowers for you?
Oh, he was so sweet.
And all weepy and everything.
Was it Valentine's Day? It was so adorable. So
nice. Great cabbage rolls at the restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. So this guy, anyway, he denied that he was actually pleasuring himself. He just said that he had just had a problem with, you know, accommodating his own pants.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
More that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if the flight attendants did, in fact, even just talk to him or any, if they just ignore the situation, because then that would be egregious. But if they, I mean, aside from saying something to him, what else are you going to do?
The plastic
you can't
handcuffs.
You can't touch a passenger. But I don't think that flight attendants have the authority to do that or the willingness.
And was this during a flight or before it took
off? No, it's during a flight.
Right.
I need you to listen. I need you to pay attention to the sound.
It was a flight to Detroit, which we noted is a very nice airport.
Right, yes. I know that. You said it was
besides landing the plane somewhere, what are you going to do?
Right.
That's a weird one.
Toledo.
It is. How do you deal with
it? Again, they're going to need new guidelines, apparently, for sexual
keep your damn pants
problems.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another thing to
check everyone's zippers before they get on the plane.
And this whole idea, you know what we should do with our honeymoon? We should do the Mile High Club. You know, people want to do that.
So glamorous. Have you seen those bathrooms?
You sick SOB. Why would you want to do something like that? Why would you want to ruin the sanctity and the beauty of the human relationship to stand there literally in a closet that everybody, that for the last 5 hours, people have been peeing on the toilet seat?
Horrible aim on
and the
planes.
Turnaround time on? Can't be that much.
Hit a little turbulence, gets messy in there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's just...
Oh, God.
Yeah. Apparently, flight attendants do have the ability to use tools to tie up and restrain people if they need to, and unruly passengers.
Absolutely. And I think that's an unruly...
Interesting.
No,
yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
They're
deputized in the air.
So they should have tied him up, I guess.
Tie him
up. But he may have liked that.
Imagine.
Sir, you're not going to be able to touch that. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure to get that back in there.
But wait.
That's another reason you should not use the blanket on the airplane. Just give me a blanket and we'll put it right over that thing.
What if it's in plastic? Does that matter? Like it's been. It feels like it's been clean then.
The thing?
I don't think you want to put that in plastic
about
either.
Yeah.
What was
all
it
right.
plastic?
I have a pair of tickets to see Sir Paul McCartney is one-on-one tour at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Tinley Park on July 25th. 3 hours of songs, the soundtrack of your life. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. I got your pair coming your way at 6:15. Do not miss it. Feel out of Powder Medic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.